This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back to the Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we all remember the last time I got pulled over. I got pulled over because I was on my way to a mammogram, and I was mad at my husband because he was making us late, so I decided to drive. And, you know, when I get mad, I kind of, you know, the car, you know. And so I guess we got pulled over because I was driving a little fast. But the cop was really, really nice because I explained to him, you know, I had to get the mammogram. And, you know, I don't like the mammogram because the machine doesn't go low enough. And that's probably why the gas pedal got hit. It wasn't the foot, right? You know, I got issues. And I think he felt so sorry for me that I got out of the ticket. Well, I'm usually the one in the family that gets the tickets. I just do. I think it's because, maybe it's because they want to meet me. You know, maybe they're like, oh, you know, she looks like she has a good personality and, you know, my day is boring. So let's pull over this crazy blonde up there and see what she, what she has to say. But this time today, I got some of the best news ever. My husband got pulled over and he calls me as he's getting pulled over. And I just was gloating. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I haven't gloated yet. I need to play this. I need to play this very, very carefully, okay? Because he has given me crap about getting pulled over and getting tickets our whole marriage, ever since he's known me. And this is one of the very few times he's actually gotten a ticket. It's like, ooh, it's like, oh my gosh. And I just need to kind of, I am ready. I am so ready to be able to throw this back at him. This is great. This is great. Him getting pulled over means that next time I get pulled over, I'm like, excuse me? Remember, you got pulled over in August, blah, blah, blah. But this is the interesting thing. He wasn't pulled over because he was speeding. He doesn't speed. You know, I'm usually the speeder. He doesn't speed. He got pulled over because he wanted to, got pulled over because he asked his phone, hey Siri, call Dahlia, to tell me that there's cops all over the road and to not speed so I don't get a ticket. So you see, this is where I know, you see my dilemma. Do you see my dilemma? I need to give this guy some crud. And I need to really lay it on thick how he totally is the worst driver in the family. And he gets pulled over, but he technically got pulled over, taking a bullet for me. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, I mean, I don't look the way I used to do. I mean, you know, I have to play it smart. I've talked about our marriage. Our marriage is strong, but there's definitely some little weak links there. You know, okay, so what would be a weak link in a marriage? Okay, well, if he sees me naked, that's going to be definitely a deal breaker. If at all we bring up our parents, you know, or bring up the in-laws, that's a very, very, that's like hanging by a thread sort of, you know, bond in our marriage that could just easily pop if we start, you know, you're just like your mother. If he tells me that, I was like, oh, and vice versa. I love my mom. But they know, once you bring in the in-laws, that's, you know, territory that you just can't go. No, porn's fine. That's fine. We don't care about that. But I know there's something else. There's something big. Okay. So I can't say I have an airtight, solid foundation in my marriage such that if I gave him crap, he could be like, really? How much more do I need to put up with? That's why I'm so scared. I am so scared of, you know, how I'm going to look later in life and what that's going to mean for my marriage. But, this is kind of concerning that we've had, and we support our men in uniform. We support our law enforcement, our firefighters, our paramedics, all our first responders. But I was driving the other day thinking, you know, this is going to be a speed Lollapalooza. Because if we have less police, You know, they're being defunded. And, you know, they're already kind of, you know, taxed in terms of, you know where they put their efforts. I'm like, you know, maybe I could kind of relax, you know, and not, you know, always try to be under, you know, 79 miles an hour. But unfortunately, and not so funny, this one's a pretty bad accident. Last night, there was a real bad accident on we have this freeway called the 215. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Vegas, but yeah, that main freeway, that I-15 with the strip. And usually when you're on it, it's like bumper to bumper, you know, because everybody kind of goes to the strip and that's that main artery. But about years ago, about maybe 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, they made this loop around the city. And it's where us locals drive. And, you know, we locals, many of us have California roots. So you're looking at L.A. drivers who don't have traffic, and they just go crazy on that loop, and you feel like you're on a racetrack. You really do. So people speed. Well, now it looks like, you know, police need to kind of narrow that down. But the funny thing is he wasn't speeding. Now he wasn't speeding. He was calling me on the phone, and he was doing hands-free. He was doing hands-free. He's like, hey, Siri. But the hand was there, and the cops saw it. He saw it. So I know we probably need to tint the windows. But anyway, so what are those violations? Well, they're non-moving violations, and you'll still get fined. Some states only fine you $20. I think Nevada, they fine you $50. First offense, and you got a second offense. If you keep doing it, you could be in trouble. And many of us use our phones for our playlist. You know, there's a way to plug your phone in the car. I don't like to because I bought a used car a few years ago, and there's some other dude in my car. His phone, his access to his phone is linked in my car. I don't want to give you his name. I kind of want to call him and say, hey, you know, I'm in the car that you originally bought. This is really cool. And so I just don't know if I ever give up my car, if then they're going to see, you know, gosh, she listens to a lot of Barbershop Quartet or, you know, see, yeah, I don't know. So I kind of want that privacy. But that being said, many of you guys listen to your music on YouTube. So you'll surf YouTube or you'll text or whatever. Bad news. Cops, no matter how much they're being threatened with being defunded and being taxed and diverted and their support is dwindling. Apparently, you still have a bunch of traffic cops out there. God bless them for keeping our roads safe. But boy, are they going to come after us if we at all, you know, call our spouses and say, watch out, there's a lot of cops. So I will tell you how I handle hubby in a second. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of us are grappling with, you know, our kids going back to school. And then in my kid's school, apparently a bunch of students had to be sent home because somebody was exposed to COVID. So many school districts are just on virtual learning to play it safe. But we have a very vulnerable population, the preschoolers, who have a very exponential learning curve and growth curve at this point in their lives. And many parents are kind of wondering, what will this effect have on them when it comes to education? So joining us today is Dawn Leslie Stewart, founder and director of Perry School and Think Take. I am so glad, Dawn. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. How are you?
I am good. So, yeah, I thank you for coming on because, you know, we talk about, you know, elementary school, we talk about high school, but we aren't really talking about the preschool age. Tell me what you're finding are some of the biggest challenges right now.
Honestly, right now, parents are grappling with whether or not their child should go online or remote or do a blended learning program. That's really at the forefront of the conversations right now. Obviously, safety and health at the forefront as well. And in addition, what is going to happen to our little ones, our preschoolers, during the early childhood years, and what impact has this entire situation had on their socialization and their learning curve?
So true. You know, we as adults try to learn like a second language. And, you know, I've learned to speak Spanish, but it's difficult. But I keep telling my parents, I go, I wish when I was younger, I worked with you guys more to learn a second language because some of the best learning that happens is in the preschool age.
Absolutely. That is when all the brain development is happening, Dr. Dahlia. That is where everything is set. It sets the stage for their learning experience going forward.
Wow. So you founded Perry School. Tell us about that.
Sure. I founded Perry School. I'm the founder and director of Perry School. We are located in the West Village of Manhattan for the past 20 years. And I also created a unique program called Think Tank, which is an academic learning program for preschoolers. We started that in 2008, and we planned on going remote with that prior to the lockdown. So we were positioned quite perfectly when this thing came down, and we pivoted quickly and got it up online and have had amazing success with our little preschoolers at the school.
You know, that's fantastic. You know, so my kids are in the Generation Z, as you know, you work with the Generation Alpha now. And the Generation Zs were criticized for the Baby Einstein videos and a lot of the, you know, video sort of learning that they had. And, you know, parents were criticized for, you know, putting their kids, you know, in front of a screen. But I have to tell you, those things, there was some merit in that my kids did learn things. And so, you know, now here we are, you know, almost now forced the opposite. Say now we need virtual learning. Now we need to be able to engage our kids and rely on the screen. I find that dichotomy kind of fascinating.
Absolutely. Children are attracted to the screen and it can be an amazing learning tool. The online learning that we've been doing is not just on a screen. You're actually interacting with a person, which does make it a little bit different.
Yes.
But as long as you
yes.
keep it in check and you have it in balance with outdoor play and in-person play, it all works out for the best.
So true. So, you know, what sort of things do you guys do on Think Tank?
Right now, we are currently doing a whole word reading program. We actually taught the entire 2s, 3s, 4s, and 5s how to read during the lockdown. So we use a whole word program, which means we put them on big cards online and use a big red marker so the children can see the words very clearly. And that's been one component. We also do mathematics. We do 1 through 1,000 in different configurations, adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing, and counting up and counting down, which is a lot of fun for them. And it also includes a knowledge program that includes different classifications for the children to learn, which include things like amphibians, insects, composers, artists, musical instruments, and a lot more.
See, that's great. You know, we baby talk to the kids. I still baby talk to my kids. They're teenagers, you know. And I'm like, oh, did you go potty? Like, mama, you did use the restroom. Thank you. And I think a lot of parents who have been in charge of their child's education kind of forget that we could really challenge them a lot more than we do.
Absolutely. I'm behind that 100%, Dr. Dahlia.
You know, it's expensive for preschool, private school. Many parents, you know, fork over the bills because they have to work. And many have thought that, okay, well, now that I'm working from remote, I don't need preschool. And they've been having issues, you know, working from home with kids. You know, how are you kind of counseling parents on the cost of preschool and, you know, what's more affordable?
Sure. Well, the online component, the interesting thing about the online component, it is extremely affordable. The neat thing here is that your child can actually get a private school, New York City private school education, for a fraction of the price. And you can do it from anywhere around in the world. Think about it. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. That is unprecedented, that you can be across the world and get a New York City private school education in a flash and at a great price.
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, the educators, this is an art, so they're going to have to probably, add levels of this to an educator's training. You know, it's one thing to be in a group setting where you could come over to the child and, you know, get them to refocus. But look how challenging it is for you guys over the internet. You know, how do you keep somebody engaged when you're working with a small group of children when you can't be in the same room with them?
Well, that's an interesting point, because didn't you hear about what happened in California when some of the teachers didn't want to go online because they were worried about what they looked like? This is called Zoom training. The teachers need Zoom training. They didn't have that. It wasn't fair, but we need to get on board with this right now and get our teachers equipped. We cannot let anything slip by again like it did during the lockdown. So that is very important. In addition, what we did, small group sizes. We found the big classroom size online just did not work. We did 7 or less, which I think is a key number.
Yes.
We did actually 1 to 2 teachers, depending on the age. We did one-on-one coaching with parents, not even just parents, babysitter, grandmother, caregiver. I mean, whoever would get on board during this trying time would come on board, and we would help them how to do it at home, how to help them when they were on the online program. And that was a key component to the success during the lockdown for us. And I highly recommend, if there's any educators out there right now and parents listening out there, sit with your child. Get in a high-quality program that will coach you and help you at home and help your child at home.
We're talking to Dawn Leslie Stewart, founder and director of Perry School and Think Take. What you hit the nail on the head is many people think they don't have an option. The preschool might be too expensive. They're worried about COVID, and they think, well, then you know what? I guess for our kids, we're going to kind of skip the whole preschool experience. They don't have to. There's options, you know, and it's possibly even better because it seems to be, you know, pretty strategic, focused learning on things that, you know, that has been already tested and tried through your program for years.
Sure. As an early childhood educator and someone who went strong with the Zooms starting in the middle of March till now, I highly recommend to parents, please stay online. Stay connected. It's going to help your child stay connected to their friends, stay connected to their children, and when it comes time to go back to school, that transition is going to be a heck of a lot more easier than it would be otherwise. So don't give up. I know it's a little bit of a struggle. Get into a high-quality program that offers a lot of support. It's a do-it-together situation, Dr. Dahlia. And if we do it that way, we'll get to not only to the other side, but to a success level that we actually could not even expect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, in the last minute, what do you recommend for parents who are trying to work and juggle and do this at the same time?
If you have the resources, get a separate person. If you have a neighbor, a caregiver, a nanny, a babysitter, a grandparent, anybody that would be willing to do that consistently if you are working. Because if you leave your child unattended, it really isn't possible. And remember, if you only have a limited time at home and you're working from home, it does not take a lot of time. 30 minutes a day online, right, and maybe 20 minutes after at your convenience, your child will not fall through the cracks.
And Dawn, how do they find you or find out more information on your program?
All right. They find us at www.perryschool.com. That's perryschool.com.
Awesome. Dawn, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. And thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much. You got it.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of wildfires are burning across California, and nearly 24 of them are major. More than 500 homes and other buildings in the Bay Area have been destroyed. At least 6 people have died, and about 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate.
Firefighters are out there doing the absolute best they can with the limited resources that we have to protect the citizens.
Chief Ian Larkin with CAL FIRE. Firefighters and aircraft from 10 states are helping out, but Governor Gavin Newsom says it's not enough. He's also reaching out to Canada and Australia. The moisture that's desperately needed in California could saturate the U.S. Gulf Coast. 2 tropical storms, Laura and Marco, could hit the region simultaneously next week. Laura is forecast to collide with Puerto Rico. Marco has to cross Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. House of Representatives has convened for a rare Saturday session to deal with the disruptions in the delivery of mail. On Capitol Hill, Sunland Cervantes says Republicans have called Democratic concerns about the U.S. Postal Service overblown, and they aren't likely to support a Democratic bill in the House or the Republican-controlled Senate to give the agency $25 billion.
House Republican leaders, they've been instructing their members to vote against this bill today. It's very likely, though, we will see some Republicans break ranks and cross across the aisle and vote with Democrats. This bill, though, is expected to pass largely along party lines.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
We want the Postmaster General to undo the damage he has already done. Put back the sorting machines and mailboxes he has already removed.
Louis DeJoy told lawmakers the Postal Service was prepared for mail-in voting, but he's halted the changes until after the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so a lot of parents want their kids back to school. They said, look, I got to get back to work. My kids need to be around other kids. They're not learning enough, so let them go back to school. All right? And the majority of the parents I spoke with wanted their kids back to school. They weren't worried about COVID. They weren't really worried about exposure. Well, some private schools and certain school districts did allow some kids to go back to school. Others allowed, or in other districts, they're just going to be strictly online. My particular school that my kid goes to had a choice of online or back to school. I chose online because I just had a feeling that there was going to be some exposure and that everybody was going to have to be sent home anyway, and it didn't look like they really got to hang out with the kids at school because the school did a fantastic job making sure there was social distancing and all that. So, you know, rather than my kid getting yelled at for trying to walk over and talk to his friend, I figured, you know what? Just do the online learning for now until this thing kind of settles down, because the back and forth I don't think is going to work. Well, unfortunately, that's coming true, and this is what we're seeing. So here's parents back at work, okay, and they're told at work that if they get exposed to COVID, they can't come to work. Now, there was, I think it was the Family Cares Act, I got to remember what it's called, where if you do have a COVID exposure, or if your kid does have to work from home or do school at home, you get up to 2 weeks paid leave. Well, most workers have already exhausted that. So now they come to work, and their boss is like, have you been exposed to anybody with COVID? And they're like, no, I'm good, I can work. No, I'm good, I can work. Until, in the media, they blast that there was a COVID exposure at a school. If in the media it says there was a COVID exposure and a bunch of people, the kids, have had to go back home, now there's a little bit of evidence out there going, you know, well, you as a parent, you might have been exposed if your kid was in that classroom or is one in one of the groups that has been exposed and has to now come home. So you have parents out there going, okay, now wait a second here. If my kid might have been exposed, does that mean now that I'm exposed? Well, technically, if you've been around your kid and there's a 14-day incubation period, technically, in the virology sense, yeah, you've been then possibly exposed. Doesn't mean you have it. There's a good chance you don't, but technically you've been exposed. So if your kid gets sent home from school, what do you do? So I'm hearing that, you know, some people are like, well, look, you know, who's going to find out? You know, I need to work. I have to support my family. I have people call in on telemedicine going, please don't isolate me. All I want to do is get some information. Don't, because I will have no money coming in. I cannot miss work. You have this fear of people that they can't miss work. And so now I think you have a big group of parents out there going, dang, I wish my kid just did online learning, because if they come home because the school sent them home, now I'm stuck. Not only are you stuck, you know, with the possible COVID exposure, but you also have to take care of the kid, obviously, because now the kid's home. So it's not easy. It's definitely not an easy subject. And so, I mean, I know people. I think we know. You know, you have some real do-gooders out there that are like, look, you know what? I think I've been exposed. I don't want to expose others. I have this on my conscience. I don't want to be around other people. But then you have others that are like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to lay low. And I think the average person out there kind of wishes that whoever called them and said, dude, I think I might have been exposed, or my kid might have been exposed, and then I saw you for beer, and now you might be exposed. I think the average person is like, I wish you didn't call. In fact, I'm noticing a lot of people are screening their calls, just in general. Okay, and maybe it's because they don't want to talk to me, but they're probably like, man, I just saw Dahlia. She calls me up saying I've been exposed. Now I'm committed. I have to do my due diligence. I now have to quarantine. So where this subject keeps coming up is, we're doing all this to try to keep other employees safe and coworkers safe, and you know, employers are getting fined if they don't make sure their employees get to take off and all that. Yet there's a very good chance that the average person who's been exposed is like walking around out there. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been home for the weekend, but after about 2.5 days, you do get squirrely. Okay, even the biggest introvert. I've become a lot more introverted just because I'm older now and I really like being in the house with my pajamas. But I gotta tell you, if I'm home for most of a weekend, by Monday I am scratching at the door to get out. So you're talking 14 days. Do you really think the average person in quarantine is really doing their full 14 days? And then on top of that, you have a kid. Kid's not going to stay in their room. The kid's not going to self-isolate. I mean, now you could force a kid to stay home, but, you know, when you got a teenager, they're sneaking outside. If you got an adolescent, if you're or a young adult, you know, the 14 days is a long, long time. Then all of a sudden, if you get another call a week or two in, now you have to extend it another 14 days. So I think we're starting to see the pendulum swing, where you have people that are just, you know what, don't say you told me, I didn't hear it, and they're just moving on with their lives. Now, that could also be why we've still had such big surges in cases. Deaths are going down in many states. In the Sun Belt states, they've found death rates to go up, but then again, we have a lot of people who were snowbirds that never really went back to their home, so we have, you know, probably a higher southern population. Maybe a lot of people fled to the south because they thought that COVID would die off, so they're like, you know what, I'll just camp out and temporarily live in the south, so now we have higher populations. So it's something to think about in terms of numbers. But I'm just concerned that the average person is not going to be the most truthful, because they have to decide to work and feed their family and bring home a paycheck, or to, you know, keep other people protected, right? You know, just in case their kid might have brought it home. And so now the kids are in this dilemma of parents not wanting to be around them, okay? Not only for online learning, but they don't want to be around the kid if the kid possibly had COVID. And these kids are now like, okay, you sit in a room for 14 days? Now, you know, most mommies are like, well, you know what, just give it to me then. Come here, baby. You can sit with mama. You know, we'll watch a movie. You know, I love you. You could give it to me. And most mommies will do that. But a lot of us mommies work too. So now what? So, I mean, I don't want to call people out. And I get that a lot of you are like, but look, at work we're wearing masks. At work we're social distancing. But, you know, why am I going to not pay my family when somebody can walk into the grocery store with COVID anyway? I mean, I might as well be able to work. And so, you're seeing kind of an easing up on the attitudes towards isolation and all that. But the problem is COVID is still really, really here. It's still very, very present. People are still getting sick from it. And now we have schools where every other day another school has to close. Now, there has been a discussion, I believe in California, of making a COVID case a workers' comp, where if you get COVID, you could then use your workers' comp insurance and possibly get benefits from that. Now, there's pros and cons. We're going to talk about probably later this, you know, coming week on this. But before, it wasn't like flu and cold isn't considered workers' comp because you really can't tell where you got the flu or cold. You know, they could have partied on a Saturday night and gotten it. But when it comes to COVID, they're not going to use that same sort of logic. They're going to assume that you got it somehow at work, which kind of really isn't fair to the employer. But if you're an employee and you can't work, what do you do? Now, not all workers' comp means you get paid leave, but it might offer you some sort of benefit and some sort of safety net. The problem with that is, I don't know if you guys have ever had a workers' comp claim, but if there is a workers' comp claim, your rates skyrocket. And in fact, your workers' comp insurance can just outright drop you. And if you don't have workers' comp insurance, you're not allowed to work. So COVID's going down, which is wonderful. Unfortunately, we still have this brewing problem of parents not being able to work, kids being sent home, and I think people lying through their teeth. So now what? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And the boogie woogie flute. We should really probably open the song with "Wait a Minute, Mr. Postman," because I gotta tell you, man, the post office, boy, are they now in every single headline every day. We are going to be talking about the post office from here until November 3rd, and it is not going to be pretty. Poor post office. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Louis DeJoy, who is the Postmaster General, has promised that the Postal Service will deliver ballots this year. Now, many of you have had a lot of anxiety, and some of your questions, I haven't read all your questions on air, and I'm sorry. One of you said, post office, really? Another one said, will the Republicans also be committing fraud as the Democrats will to counteract the Democrat ballot fraud? There's a lot of you guys have concerns, and I get it. It is, I've never seen an election where polls weren't involved. And you would think that they would then, like they did with Olympics and school and, you know, all sorts, you know, essence of everything else, you would think they would postpone, you know, or maybe do a virtual sort of voting, but no, the option is mail. And Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has assured that the Postal Service will deliver the ballots, and he said, quote, we will deliver the nation's election mail on time and within our well-established service standards. But you see, that's not exactly the concern people have. I mean, our Postal Service is, I mean, God bless the men and women and, you know, and non-binary, you know, individuals who are there, you know, for us working, you know, 6 days a week, because I think they're closed on Sundays. Maybe they're also there on Sundays as well, you know, doing the work that they're doing. But that's not where people are concerned. People are concerned because we think it's safe. Once it gets to the Postal Service's hands, I feel like my letter's safe. What I don't feel safe about is somebody getting my mail or somebody filling out my mail. And then what do we do if we don't get a ballot? If we don't get our ballot, who do we call? And then what, do they just give us another one? I mean, you would think if you didn't get your ballot, then that number should be then, you know how you get like a coupon code and once you use it, you can't use it again? It's like forever blocked. Do we have that sort of system in place? See, it's not the Postal Service. It's all the other stuff that can happen. Well, apparently Louis DeJoy says the United States Postal Service will play a critical role this year delivering election mail for millions of voters across the country. There's been a lot of discussion recently about whether the Postal Service is ready, willing, and able to meet this challenge. He says, I want to make a few things clear. The Postal Service is ready today to handle whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall. Even with the challenges of keeping our employees and customers safe and healthy as they operate amid a pandemic, we will deliver the nation's election mail on time and within our well-established service standards. The American public should know that this is our number one priority between now and Election Day. The 630,000 dedicated women and men of the Postal Service are committed, ready, and proud to protect the sacred duty. He goes on to say, I am announcing the expansion of our current leadership task force on election mail to enhance our ongoing work and partnership with state and local election officials and jurisdictions throughout the country. Leaders of our postal unions and management associations have committed to joining this task force to ensure strong coordination throughout our organization. Because of the unprecedented demands of the 2020 election, this task force will help ensure that election officials and voters are well informed and fully supported by the Postal Service. So he goes on and he wants to again ensure that retail hours at post offices will not change. Mail processing equipment and blue collection boxes will remain where they are. No mail processing facilities will be closed. And we will assert that overtime has and will continue to be approved as needed. Now, he brings those up because those were things that, you know, were in the midst of getting cut because of budget crises. But you see, there's a, you know, statement in here. They said no mail processing facilities will be closed. Well, according to the guidelines, and according to what we're seeing with schools, you know, and what we saw with the Olympics and everything else, if somebody gets COVID or there's a COVID outbreak, that facility has to close. Are they basically saying they will kind of, you know, overlook it in the meantime just so they can make sure the election happens? I mean, the reason why people are, you know, shunning the whole poll idea for this election is they don't want people at risk. But your postal workers then are at risk.
So when people say, you know, people should be able to safely vote, people should be able to safely vote, what about your postal workers? So according to what the U.S. Postal Service is saying, is they are going to be working overtime. They will, through rain, sleet, or snow, you know, however their motto is, make sure the mail happens. Well, that requires people working full steam during a pandemic with possible other exposures. Now, we're hoping COVID goes away by then, you know, but I don't know if it'll go away completely, but, you know, we'll still have COVID issues, but we are going to be now starting peak flu. Well, maybe not peak flu, but starting flu season. Now, the post office also said that what they'll do is they will prioritize ballots over other mail. Now, I thought, again, the purpose of the postal office is not to select mail and not to, I mean, you know, again, I'm not, you know, criticizing them. I will support them in whatever they decide to do, but if they're going to prioritize election ballots, does that mean your letter to grandma or whatever, or your, I don't know, application for something, does that mean that won't be probably addressed for months? I mean, this election ballot issue is going to be an absolute mess, I think. And the Postal Service will sort the mail, and then they'll have to, you know, deliver it. And they'll have to deliver it to the proper, you know, officials that count them. But if that's a priority, and this is going to be going on, because we're probably going to start early voting a lot earlier than we have, and then many states have ballot rules where you could, with absentee votes, submit them even 10 days after Election Day. So, I mean, this could go on for a good 2 months. So, I mean, I think, you know, Louis DeJoy gave a very, very strong speech. I think he, you know, did assure people that the Postal Service will do what it should. Because remember, he can't say, look, guys, we're going to be overwhelmed. You know, this won't happen. He can't, because then he loses his job. And then the Postal Service gets a bad image. So they have to, you know, basically unify and say, oh, no, we got this. But that's what everybody says. Everybody says, we got this. And then you take a look and see the slipshod sort of work that was done, and you're like, well, no, you didn't. And again, nobody is convincing the average voter that there's not going to be fraud before the Postal Service. Everybody's been kind of, you know, switching the conversation to what is the post office going to do. Well, I'm not that worried about the post office part. I'm worried about who's going to go into my, you know, who's going to grab, you know, my ballot. You know, is my ballot going to inappropriately go into somebody else's? And we always get each other's mail. That happens. You know, I mean, people have now had plenty of months to plan. And I know, you know, we don't want to be conspiracy theorists. We're like, all right, well, the Democrats are planning something, or the Republicans are planning something. I mean, you can't sit there and say, well, they're planning something, and act like it's a fact. I mean, I could assume there are some plans, but I can't say that as a fact. So if you have anxiety over this, I get you. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.